What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: New Year, New Me. All right, so I have been off the socials. I've been in hiding for the past few weeks. And actually, this is the third time I've tried to record this because for some reason, I've forgotten how to podcast. So everything keeps going wrong and people call me and it's been a train wreck. But I'm going to get this podcast through to you guys because I think it's important and I'll explain why in a sec. But I have been off all of the socials while I've been on holidays. And there's a reason for that, right? When I go on holidays, I don't like to be, and when I say on holidays, I've been just hanging around. Like I haven't been away this Christmas, but I've been wanting just to chill and recover and spend time doing whatever I want to do without having to think about all the stresses of all the things that I need to do on social media or what other people are doing or any of that stuff, right? And I know this sounds super selfish and super depressive, but I just want some space, right? I just wanted some space from Instagram, from Facebook, from Messenger, from email, from, I've already set up my phone, so I'm not getting phone calls, like things like that. Like the reason for this is because my brain is always on. Okay. So my brain's always ticking. It's always flying at 100 miles an hour. And this gets really, really hectic and really, really draining, I suppose. So whenever I go on a break, I always, whenever things get too much or I'm on holidays, I want to try and, I suppose, decrease all that pressure and noise as much as possible. I become quite good at it. So as soon as the Saturday comes around, we did our max out day. I dealt with a few things that I needed to do, a few messages and stuff like that. And then delete the apps, Instagram off my phone, Facebook off my phone, Messenger off my phone, no emails on my phone, get rid of it. So I'm not distracted by it. And I set up some auto response things on the Facebook page so people know that we're away to the second. That's it. I'm out for a week and a half. All the memberships are on hold. Nothing can go wrong in this time. So it's just clear my mind, right? And just chill. Again, that's what I've done. So that's why you haven't seen much of me. But I've got some stuff to talk about. I've been doing some productive things in this time. I've been reading a lot and I've been thinking a lot. I've been doing a lot of planning for next year. And it's interesting when I'm planning it, I just see some things that I know will help you guys. And that's what I want to talk about today. The reason I'm going to be going through this is because someone else did it for me once. There was a podcast that I was listening to from Tim Ferriss. And it was a few years ago, and I can't remember if it was New Year's Eve or what it was. I don't think it was New Year's Eve, but I was by myself. Tal was somewhere. Might have been a Christmas, around that Christmas time. And I was playing Xbox, and I was listening to Tim Ferriss, and she was out with her friends, and I was just sitting there in deep thought. And he, for me, somehow triggers me to think deeper than a lot of other people do. And it's really interesting because when he was talking about how he reflects and how he got goal sets and how he plans everything. And there's a very good lineage to what he does and what I do. And I don't know if it's because I've had such a big influence of him over the years, through his podcast, through his books and all that sort of stuff, or if it's because we're just wired the same. I know that he has at times his brain goes fucking haywire on him. Mine does that too. I know he's been through some shit in the past and he's struggled to find where he's at with his life and what he wants to be doing and how he can serve people at a higher level, because that's all he wants to do. He wants to serve people at a higher level. And I get into that state too, all right? You try and do all this stuff to help others and then you get, somebody will say something that triggers you, or somebody will be drilling you on social media, or say something smart ass down at the pub or whatever, and you get triggered by it and you're like, fuck, is what I'm doing actually helping people? And I know he gets like that too. So it's really interesting when I start thinking in these deep thoughts, it becomes a game where I'm like, holy shit, this guy in my brain, I feel connected to him in some way. So what I wanted to do for you guys today is very similar to what he was doing. He was talking on his podcast, drinking some wine, and just sort of summing up his plan of attack for the next year. I'm going to be doing that for you guys in the next 20, 30 minutes. I'm going to be here with a coffee. It might not even be that long, I'm not sure. But I'm just sitting in my office. I'm just having a coffee. I've got some space. And I'm going to basically break down how I can go about setting out my targets and how you can go about setting out your targets so you can be that quote unquote new year, new you type person. You'll see that a lot pop up in the next few days, especially where people are hitting New Year's resolutions. They're setting targets, they're doing business things, they're doing all of this shit that probably won't stick for most of them. I'm gonna teach you how to make it stick. All right, so if that sounds good, stick with me. We're gonna get stuck right into it. So when I When I sort of first started learning about goal setting, the first thing I got told to do was have a must-do list. Okay, and this must-do list, it was back in the day, I was at a 21st Century event, and the guy, Jamie McIntyre, he's talking about goal setting, and he's like, yep, must-do list. This is my first ever seminar, the one where I went and seen Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it was like a life-changing day for me, but only because I had no other idea what else was going on. I had no prior personal development experience, and when you haven't got any prior, sometimes shit can be seem awesome, right? So this day was a big sales day, but I got a lot out of it. And this must-do list, he was talking about it, and I had things on there, like I had certain benchmarks that I wanted to hit in the Royal Fitness. I had certain things that I wanted to do with property. I had certain things that I wanted to do with finance. I had certain things I wanted to do with my body, strength goals. I had travel goals. I had, all of this stuff, right? There's 10 things on there, and I had it stuck up. I had it laminated. I had it stuck up on my wall, and this was what I was hunting down. And it was really, really good, and I've hit most of them. There's been a couple that I haven't, and one of them I'm going to hit this year, which I'll explain in a sec, which I'm pumped for. But there's a couple that I haven't hit just yet. And there's no other reason apart from, like, I gave myself a deadline until I was 30, where I probably should have just gave myself a deadline until I was 25, and I probably would have got it. But that's a different story for another day. Anyway, this must-do mentality, what this does, it's a commitment. I will. I must. I have to, all of these things. It's a commitment. It's very aggressive language. And for some people, it stresses them out, right? For me, at times, it gets me in a dark place. I've spoken to somebody about this, and they were saying, you got to stop saying this shit to yourself. You got to stop putting musts and wills and shoulds on your list, because when you have a must or a have to or I will, it's like a definite thing. So the language really, really matters, right? A lot of people would be like, I like to, I should, I want to, and all of these words are very weak, right? And what it gives you is a way out, okay? So there's less pressure on you to perform and to actually go out and attack what you want to attack, right? And that can become an issue because you don't get shit done, right? You're not committed, all right? So the first thing you want to look at is, like, you're creating a year plan and have like a framework of what you want for that 2019 period, but give yourself a few musts, right? Be hard on yourself. Be like, all right, cool. This is something I want to measure, and this is something I really want to fucking do, right? If you do it, it'll make a big difference and a big wave, like a tidal wave on your life. If you don't, it'll affect you in the same way, right? And you'll be really upset, or you'll be pissed off, or whatever, right? But as we go into this whole idea of these must-dos, okay, I've gone deeper into goal setting and target setting. I call it target setting, but I've gone deeper into these games ever since, right? Back in then, it was just 10 things up on the wall, and I was like, I'm going to fucking hunt them down, all right? And over the years, I've learned how to break them down into, like, 1-year targets, 90-day targets, weekly targets, quarterly targets, monthly targets, like all of these sorts of things where it just makes it a lot more trackable, measurable targets rather than it just being this big thing on the wall. And makes it more achievable. Okay, so that's sort of what I want to touch on today. Now, before we get further into this, I talk about the five dimensions all the time. Weaponizing your body, bulletproofing your mind, connecting with those that matter, producing at a high level, like producing in what matters for you guys, like money, business, career, jobs, that area, that's one area in itself. And then fun is the last aspect. Right, when you chase a lot of things and it's very serious, like how I act all the time, like I'm talking on this podcast about growth and expansion, one thing you don't see is the fun side. Like when I just switch off everything, I just play Xbox for fucking 3 hours, or I switch off everything and I go, like last year this time I was in Thailand doing a kickboxing camp, something I always wanted to do. It was on my must-do list, right? And I'm very good at, like, when it's time to do fun stuff, just switching off and going for it. Right, and it's something that I can do because I force myself to do it, and I make it so, like, there's no other way, right? It's booked in, it's locked in. Now, when we start to think about this over the next year, when we plan out the targets, the goals, first thing people go to is body or business generally. It's like, I'm going to lose 30 kilos in my body, I'm going to lose 10 kilos in my body, I'm going to do a 400 kilo squat, bench press, whatever. Like, you've got all these targets that people jump to. Business is the same thing. I'm going to add X amount of dollars to my business. I'm going to add X amount of dollars to my savings. I'm going to pay this much off my house. I'm going to have a house deposit. I'm going to get an investment property, blah, 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 right? They're the first two that people jump to really, really easily. Now, when you go into body business, when you go into the weaponization of your body and the production side of things, it's fun. Like, that's exciting as fuck. Like, let's be real. But there's still going to be relationships to cover. There's still going to be mindset to cover. There's still going to be fun to cover. Now, that's a lot of stuff. When you start looking at it and you start going, all right, body, mind, connection, production, where does fun fit in there? You could easily fill up a whole year with just growth in those areas. So the first thing I look at when I'm planning out a year, and this is something that I did, I learned from Tim Ferriss, it was something that I pre-planned and it's deliberately done this way, is I book out how many days off I want, or how many holidays that I want, like, planned. So at the moment, so my target is to have 3 10-day breaks across the year. And within those 10-day breaks, they can be longer. They can be they can't be shorter than 10 days, but they can be longer. And I want to be doing something in them. I don't know what yet. This is just theoretical, right? You're coming up to the year, you're going to be like, all right, cool. I'm going to take time off around here. For me, it's going to be early April, which is going to be super exciting for me. It's one of my must-do lists off that big 10 that I had, is climb Machu Picchu, do the Inca Trail hike. I'm going to be doing Machu Picchu. Tal got it for me as a surprise Christmas present, which I'm fucking pumped with. But I had that time booked out anyway to take a break, and this is what we're going to fill it with. So we're doing Machu Picchu. We're doing Peru for, like, I think it's 2 weeks or just under 2 weeks. So we've got Machu Picchu. That's one 10-day block. That's going to be so much fun. Pumped for it. It's just going to be, you know, amazing. I'm fascinated with aliens. I'm fascinated with the way all of these ancient sites are built. Like, we've gone to the pyramids, going to the Great Wall. All of these things are just, they're massive and they don't make that much sense, but they kind of do. Fascinated with it. So Machu Picchu is going to be no different. So that's fun part one. I'm going to have another block off around probably July, August. I'll block out 10 days there. Don't know what I'm going to be doing there. Don't know if I'll have to be traveling overseas for study or anything like that, which I might do. I'm not sure. And then I'll have another break off in December, right? And these are all my 10-day blocks. Within that space, there's going to be 4-day blocks here and there where I'll do weekend trips and all that sort of stuff. But these are, like, non-negotiable. These are my 3 10-day blocks that I'm going to have off. Okay, so I've booked that into my calendar. And I haven't booked exact dates just because sometimes flights, events, that sort of stuff, like, it has to be a little bit flexible. But they're the dates that I'm going to have off. So they're the dates that it's like, all right, cool, staff, I'm away here. I'm away here. I'm away here. I'm not going to be in. I'm going to be off social media. I've got to plan stuff. I've got to build. These are, like, deadlines where I have to have certain jobs done by. I'm not here in these days. Okay, so that's part one, is fun. All right, so this is exciting for you guys. Start thinking, start getting up on the board and be like, what would I like to do this year? What's some fun things that I can go and see, do, feel, you know, visit, whatever, right? It doesn't matter how much money you've got in your bank account if you live a life where you don't fucking see the world, right? Don't see anything. I had this conversation when I was younger, when I blew about, you know, it was close to $30,000. It was my whole house deposit. I went to buy a house when I was 18, went back to casual second day of the cooling off period. So it fell through. And when I was about 20, I went on a European trip and Thailand trip. I was away for 4 months, blew all of the money, and it was close to $30,000. And I spent it mainly on vodka Red Bull. And it was like, had people saying, oh, it's such a waste of money. You can, you know, buy a house with that. And I was like, yeah, but you know what? Like, who the fuck cares, right? Investment property, like another investment property, or having that little bit extra. Like, if you'll, I'm not saying spend $30,000 in 4 months. Like, if you're trying to save for a house, it's retarded. I was stupid back then. I'm an idiot. Like, I've learned, grown from then. But like $10,000 here and there, I know that sounds like a crazy amount of money, but if you were to look at how much money you can save over a year, and if you've got a partner, this sort of, you look at both of you guys, if you were like, okay, cool, we're gonna save $5,000 each, we're gonna go on a $10,000 trip, and that's gonna be our big trip. That's our Machu Picchu trip. That's where we're gonna go to Peru, we're gonna see stuff. All right. And then on the other 10 days, it might be like a trip where you're just taking a bit of a break. You might go to a caravan park somewhere, you might go get some sun, you might just have a break at home, like what I'm doing right now. Okay, but these are important. Like, if I don't see Machu Picchu, if I don't go and travel overseas, what I'll end up doing is spending a whole year working, right? Just the whole year working, and I'll be grinding, and I'll be grinding, and I'll be grinding, and work will start to become less productive. Things will get worse and worse. I'm still gonna set up everything, so all of my savings and accounts and stuff are set up, so I'm still saving for, you know, future savings and growth and investment and stuff like that. But I'm also saving for fun and holidays. And Tal, actually, she does this in her account. She just puts away, you can work out whatever number you want, but if you were to save, say, $200 a week, right, between you and your partner or even by yourself, if you do that over a whole year, that's going to be over 10 grand. Okay. And that can go and get you a really, really good holiday or two. Okay. And it makes sense to do that. If you're like, if you're someone who wants to travel and see the world, $200 a week, right? I know for some people, it sounds like a crazy amount of money and it's undoable, but I'm pretty sure that people spend $200 a week on piss, on food, on, you know, and this not on clothes, on all this sort of stuff. Like, there's nothing wrong with your pants that you had 2 years ago that are still in your closet. Like, wear them instead of buying a $100 pair of clothes, right? And that could be 1 week of half of your savings. And, you know, like, it's very easy. Like, I sometimes I do an inventory on what I'm blowing my money on, what I'm wasting money on. And a lot of the time it's food. It could be going out for dinner. It could be like, back in the day, it was definitely drinking. When you go out, I drop $250-$300 on a quiet night, you know, like, it's absolutely crazy. You start throwing in cabs and all that sort of stuff. That's your holiday money. That's what you have to sacrifice if you want to go and do this stuff. All right. And it's going to be good for the other four areas, which we'll go into in a sec, because you're not going to be eating as much shit and drinking as much alcohol. So it will make a difference. Now, I'm not here to lecture you guys about that. You got to decide what you want to do, but plan the fun and don't give yourself, don't work out how just yet. Just plan the fun. All right. And then you can work out how afterwards. Once you realize, all right, this is actually what I want to do. This is the feeling that it's going to give me. This is how I'm going to, this is why I want to do it. And then you can start to work out how from there. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense, but fun first. All right. I've got three 10-day blocks. That's my plan of attack. Now, from here, we go into body and business. We start to plan these things out. Now, for me, body's the most easy coming to me, like, type, I suppose, goal setting thing, because it's my most natural. It's what I love. I love training my body. I love training bodies. I love working in performance. That's just what I love doing. So for me, it's like, all right, cool. What's the big thing that I want to do this year in my body to make me stretch and grow? Okay, now, for me to stretch and grow, doing... something I've recommended to people in the past is something like tracking the amount of sessions you do. So some of the girls this year hit 300 sessions. Some of the girls this year hit 200 sessions. You know, some of the girls here, or some of the guys and girls, hit, like, you know, 150 sessions here, 50 runs. And that's their targets. That's how they break it down. Now, I've done this in the past. When I was starting jiu-jitsu, it was like, all right, cool. I'm going to be doing two sessions of jiu-jitsu for the first year. So it's going to be like 104 sessions of jiu-jitsu in that first year. And I'm going to be doing 150 strength sessions. So I'm at 254 sessions for the year total. All right, that's how I can measure it. That's how I can track it. And I get into those routines. I'm like, all right, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm doing this. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, I'm doing this. And you can sort of build routines that way. That works. Okay, I'm at a level now where I need to do things that challenge me. And I bet you a lot of you people listening to this are at the same point, all right? It's beyond losing 5 kilos. You need to start setting targets that are seemingly impossible. Things that scare the absolute shit out of you. Things that you know that you need to grow and you need to change, you need to learn new skills and up-level to be able to achieve them. Now, for me, it's competition jiu-jitsu. I'm going to compete at the Pan Pacs this year. That's my target that I want to work towards in the blue belt division. Now, for me, the reason this is so scary is I've never competed before in jiu-jitsu. I wanted to, and I got injured in the white belt Pan Pacs. And then I was like, this year I was just too raw as a blue belt and I was too scared to do it. Next year, I'm going to have a crack. Next year, it's still 2018 right now. Next year, I'm going to have a crack. Now, within that scares the shit out of me. Why? Because usually people in blue belt division, they're competing at Pan Pacs, even when I was going to compete at white belt, they're ready to rank up. Right, they've been doing it a bit longer than me, generally, not always, but generally. So I'll potentially be up against people who are trained longer, higher trained, higher skilled than me, and I'll be competing against these guys. Right, they're going to be absolutely trying to rip my face off. That's the game, that's the aim of the game. They'll be trying to choke me, they'll be trying to armbar me, they'll be doing these things. That scares me. There's aspects of jiu-jitsu that I'm not comfortable with yet. Now, one of those aspects is the wrestling, the stand-up game. All competition jiu-jitsu starts standing up. So it becomes like, all right, who tackles down the other person? For you guys that don't understand jiu-jitsu or don't understand fighting, like, imagine just a football tackle, or, you know, a throw or a slam or something like that. How do we get that person to the ground so we can start? Now, I want to get that person down so I end up on top, because that's where I can win the most points. That's where I can be dangerous from. All right, so I need to learn how to do that. All right, these are all things that I don't have as abilities in my arsenal right now. All right, so there's a lot of stuff that I'm going to have to learn, and that scares the shit out of me. But that's my end goal, is Pampax for body. All right, cool, this is what I need to do. There'll be some sub-truths from there. There'll be some sub-targets from there. And there'll be little targets like, this is how many strength conditioning sessions I need. This is how many, you know, jiu-jitsu sessions I need. This is how many wrestling sessions I need. This is how I need to do massage, diet, you know, all that sort of shit. That's going to be part of it. But the main truth, the main thing that I'm aiming for, because I've journaled, I got on the whiteboard and I just started writing all this shit that I wanted to do down. But the main thing that scared the shit out of me the most, that was going to be a stretch for me, was Pampax. Okay. In the past, it's been a marathon powerlifting comp, right? Marathon 1 week, powerlifting comp the next. That was a target, right? In the past, it's been, you know, it might be a sport, like a game of football. I'm going to try and get into the grand final. I'm going to try and win it. We lost the grand final. I was like fucking shattered from that. And I still pissed off that I didn't win it. But we got there, right? And there's these benchmarks and like commitments that happen that you have to grow as a person to start achieving. All right, now only you know what this is right for you. Now, I know there was one of the girls I recommended to do a half marathon. She wanted to do a 10K. Or I said, let's do a half. You can smash a half. It's going to be scary, but hey, look, if you do the work, you'll be able to get there. There's people that it might be competing in powerlifting, right? Competing in strongman. I've done these things and that trained me to get stronger in those times, right? It might be competing in you know, yeah, it could be a run. It could be a CrossFit competition. It could be absolutely anything, all right? But in that, you need to talk, for you guys that are Royal Fitness members, talk to your coaches and we'll help you get there. There's people who do these, and if you don't hire a coach, like I'm going to be hiring coaches and shit for this. Like I've got people that teach me the jiu-jitsu side of things, that I've got, you know, different access to different people that I can leverage to use their knowledge and their skills so they'll guide me. I'm not going to guess this shit that I don't understand by myself. A lot of people will be like, oh, I'm going to do a marathon and then they just start running. Just talk to me. Like I've done marathons. Chaz has done marathons, right? Like, or marathon one. But like, we know how to do it. We've programmed and coached people to do multiple marathons. Like it's something that we understand. So talk to us. We can help you do that. If it's powerlifting, strongman, like we've competed in these things. Don't forget that. Ask us. We can help you with this. CrossFit, we can help you with this. Right? We are experts in the body side of things. So just ask us. We'll help you out. If you're a non-Royal Fitness member, what are you doing? Get on board. It's a good time to do it. Get into the new year cruise and we'll start moving you forward and we can start setting these targets. And now, I understand that some of these big targets might scare the shit out of you, okay? For some people, committing to getting back into like a 32 jeans or a 34 jeans, like for some of the guys, that could be a big enough stretch, right? I'm going to be, one of the boys said he's going to lose 30 kilos by his 30th birthday. That's a stretch. That's fucking scary. He needs to change some shit up to be able to do that, right? So these targets don't have to be all performance-based, although I like them to be. Because I find that when you're locked into a competition-based concept, the training is harder and you've got more leverage on yourself to hit that target. So if somebody says, I need to be under 65 kilos so I can compete, and they're at 72, they're going to do everything they can to get under 65, diet, you know, train harder, do extra cardio, and they'll start to progress their weight down. So that's some ideas of impossible stuff for body. Now, I won't go deep into all the other ones, but you do the same for business. You go into your finances, you set a target that's going to be a money target, like a complete, you know, finance-based target, and that's it. And you're going to set yourself a target that's a lifestyle-based target. Hey, this is how much money I want to make, and this is how I want my lifestyle to look. These are two things that I want to work towards that seem impossible now. The current me has no fucking chance of being able to do this. But in a year's time, I'd like to be able to get towards that target. Okay, then you start to move into the mindset. You start to move into the relationship side of things. What are some targets that you can set in there? What are some things that you would love to see in a year's time so you can see a complete transformation in your relationship, so you can see a complete transformation in your mind? Now, for me, this is going to sound crazy and weird to some of you guys, especially because I swear so much, is I want to study some religious texts. Right, I want to study some Spanish. I've got some things that I want to be doing. That's going to be my mindset-based stuff. I'm going to be doing for the first 30 days, or for the first 90 days, the first quarter of this next year is going to be Wim Hof breathing. I'm going to really delve into Wim Hof breathing. It's a thing. So I'm going to be doing Wim Hof breathing. I'm going to be doing cold showers, and I'm going to be learning Spanish as like 5 minutes a day of Spanish on an app. Right, that's going to be my target there. And the end outcome for the whole year is more so to be more connected, more spiritual, and have a better understanding of who I am. That's the end outcome. And that's how I'm going to start shifting towards that, is through deep meditations and through studying of other languages, studying of other religions, and just trying to get an understanding of human beings in general so I can understand myself. So that's how that would work. In the relationship side of things, it would be up-leveling and connecting. So I've got targets I'm not going to share on this podcast in that area, but it's essentially there's certain targets, certain benchmarks that need to happen on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, on a monthly basis to make sure all these things happen. That's what you have to start pondering and just drawing it out and planning it for yourself. Okay, so now that I delved into the body a little bit deeper than I was planning, but that's okay, right? Now, we're going to have a look at this from a point of view, like if we step back for a sec, step back, just chill out, and we start to think, if you've got a pen and paper, that would be really handy. But if you start to think of this question, in 3 years' time, if we were to have a conversation about how the past 3 years have gone, so we're looking from 2022 back to 2019, if we'll just have a look in 2022, and we'll look back and be like, all right, cool. What, and you were to be really, really happy with the progress that you've had, the growth that you've had, and all the expansion that you've had across your life, what would it look like in terms of like where your body is at, where your mind's at, where your relationship's at, where your fun's been at, where your business has been at? Like, what would all that look like? If you were to have a really, really good, successful, growing 3 years, trying to hit targets that you never thought were possible, what would all that look like? Right, just think about that. If you haven't ever done this sort of vision, like forward vision thing, thinking about 3 years in the future, pause the podcast now, just get a piece of paper and just start drawing. Like, this is what my body would look like. I'd love it if it looked like this and this and this and this. This is where I'd like to be with my mind. This and doing this, and I would have read this and I would understand this. And this is where I'd be in my relationships. I would look like this. I'd be friends with this person. I love this person. This, 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 this. And then your finances. I'd have this covered. I'd have this on top. I'd be doing this as my career. Like, this is where I would be. Okay, you can really think and just sort of just journal, I suppose journal or just jot it down, just like really brainstorm some growth concepts there, and that will make a huge difference. Now from there, the next step, so we've planned fun for the year, we've planned some big body goals, we've planned some big business goals, we've planned some big goals for mindset, for relationships, we've planned all that, we've started to think about all that, we've thought about what it'd be like in 3 years' time. Right, the ideal in 3 years' time. Now, what we need to do is we need to get clear on where you're at right now, because we still haven't set these targets. We're still in the brainstorm phase, right? We're still planning them out because we need to get really clear on where we want to be in quarter number one. Now, where we're at right now is a critical point to understand, and people avoid it. Like, literally, if you're worried about where you're at in your body right now, if it's not a skill-based thing, like for me, it's obvious where I'm at in my jiu-jitsu. I'm a blue belt with one stripe. And I look at myself in the mirror. I'll be like, okay, cool. I'm carrying a little bit of extra fat around my guts. I need to lose probably 3, 4, 5 kilos, right? You can look at your strength. I can be like, I know right now if I was to bench press, I'm not at my strongest. I reckon I could probably, if I had to max out, I'd probably get a 135, maybe a 140. Right, the best I've done in recent times is 130 for a few multiple sets, and it was hard. So like, I back myself to get 135, possibly 140, but I'm definitely not at 150 where I used to be. So if I look at 150, which is my current my all-time best bench press, and I compare myself to that, and I'm trying to like set targets based off 150, it's a fucking lie. Right, and you might be in this position too. You might go, all right, cool, I used to be 73 kilos and shredded, and now you're 80 kilos carrying a bit of extra fat. Now you have to set targets from where you're at right now. All right, so get clear on that in your body. Get clear on where you're at in your finances. Best way to do this is open up your banking app and just write down the numbers that are there. Right? Write down the exact number that's there, and that's where you're at. How much debt you're in, how much, you know, finances you got in the bank. Like, this is where you're at. How much money you're making per week. This is what you're at. And these are the targets that are real right now. They're reality. Relationships, you might track certain things, like how many date nights you go on, you know, how many people you're catching up with on a weekly basis, how much sex you're having if you're in a relationship. Like, you could have these different targets, these different benchmarks to be like, all right, cool, this is where I'm at in this area. In your mind, you got to do, this is a bit harder, but you write down like how you feel right now mentally. Where is your mind at? Where are you at currently in your mind? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel sad? Do you feel happy? You know, like, you study? Do you feel connected to anything? Are you studying any like you know, good texts, good novels, good you know, good mindset based books that are helping you grow and move forward? Are you excited about your future? Right, these are the things that you want to get clear on. So now, what we've done, guys, I'm going to just take a step back for a sec. So I'm moving quite quickly with this. Again, this took me a good probably 11 or 12 days to get through and just to really break down deeply. I'm not saying that it's going to take you that long because I'm explaining this to you, but it might. Okay, so what we've done is we've stood back and we've been like, all right, cool. We want to have more in our body, more in our mind, more in our relationships, more in our finances, more in our fun for 2019. So we go and the first thing we set's fun. We lock those dates in. These are the times I'm going to take off. For some of you guys, like I said, I was three sets of 10 days. Talking sets and reps still, but it might be like whatever. It might be a 5-day break here. It might be a 7-day break here. It might be a holiday. Whatever works for you guys, pre-book it, lock it in. All right, and then you can start to chat to your boss or your employees and be like, well, these are the dates that I'm having off. All right, or can I have these dates off, depending on what the relationships are like. That's step one. Step two, you want to have some impossible targets and start thinking, all right, cool, what's possible? What's shit that scares me across my body, across my bank accounts, across my relationships, across my mind? What are some things that really scare the shit out of me? Start to brainstorm it. Just write them down at this point. Like I talked about pan packs. I talk about finance targets of having like an actual money target and having a lifestyle target. Talking about things that I'm going to be studying and learning and stuff for the mindset stuff. So, you know, certain targets that might have to happen in relationships. All right. From there, we went into what would be a likely position that we'd be really happy in 3 years' time. What's that going to look like? Like what's 3 years' time down the track, what would I be really happy with? Okay, across the board. All right. And then from there, guys, we're moving into the 1 year targets. Oh, sorry. No, we didn't move into the 1 year targets just yet. We moved from the 3 years, we moved into the inventory of where we're at currently, where we're at across the board. If you were to stand in front of the mirror and just look at yourself butt naked, be like, all right, cool, this is me. No hiding. This is where I'm at. Bank accounts, exactly what's in your bank account right now, right? How do you see it? What do you see? What are you feeling? All of that stuff. And then how do you feel about all of that? Okay, how do you feel about what's in your bank account? How do you feel about your body? How do you feel about how your mind's, you know, working for you? How your relationships are going for you? How do you feel about that? Start journaling deep on all of that stuff. This is just giving you more fuel to the fire. It's like extra kindling. Okay, now, I know this podcast is going a bit longer than what I planned, but I'm just on, so I'm just going to keep rolling with it. And it's something I'm obviously very passionate about, and I hope it helps you out in some way. If it does, share it up with a friend, get them on board. But it's it's definitely a bit longer than what I thought it would be. I'm currently 33 minutes in, and I thought I'd only hit about a 20-minute podcast, bit of a summary on this. But the next step we're going to go in this, guys, is we're going to hit a 1 year impossible target. That's what we're aiming for. What's something now that we're shit scared of, right? We started to brainstorm it before. I want you to take a top three of those things that you put out before. So for me, like I was talking pan packs and that sort of stuff, do a top three. What are three things that scare the shit out of you? Could you do a competition? Could you do a marathon? Could you do a photo shoot? Whatever that is, whatever your thing is, put a bit of a number of importance on that. 1, 2, 3. What's most important to you in that area? What's most important in your business area? What's most important in your relationships? What's most important in your mindset? Put a priority list there, and that way you can start to build it out from here. Once you're really clear on this, guys, you got to start lining things up. Will the 1 year plan help you with that 3 year plan? With that 1 year impossible game, if you were to hit that, would that help you with your 3 year plan? Yes or no? No, maybe, just yes or no. Okay, now from here, guys, we've got a few 1 year plans. Take your time doing this. I'm rushing through this because I actually need to get some stuff done because I thought this would take a bit less. But think outside the box a bit, right? Okay, cool. We've got this 1 year target. It's fucking scary. Don't worry about how to do it just yet. Think about just what it is. Okay, once you're super clear, this is the one thing that I want to be working towards. This is that one target that I'm going to be aiming for, right? Don't worry so much yet about the other two or three. There will be some sub-truths in this one, but don't worry about those other two or three. You've got that one big one that's going to push you. That's our only focus. If I hit this in 1 year, in a couple of years, this is going to help me in this way, right? Now, from there, guys, we want to break them down into three-month goals, essentially. Quarterly goals. So there's four quarters in a year, four lots of 3 months. And within that time, guys, there's going to be a progression up into that year. All right. So who you want to become and who you're currently at right now. We did the inventory of where you're at now. We did the planning of in a year's time of where you want to become, where you want to get to. Now, inside of that, there's a huge ass gap. There's a heap of unknowns that are going on in there. There's a heap of things you're going to have to learn or skills you're going to have to leverage. There's going to be things in there that you need to use to grow. All right. Absolutely massive, massive things that you need to start moving through. Okay. And this, if we look at your body, right? If your target, say, run a marathon and you can't currently run at all, you can only run a kilometer. You got to go from 1 to 42 Ks. Now, who do you need to become in that time to be able to hit that target in a year? Fuck. That's mind blowing. Right, start to think of these things. Like, this is your actual homework right now, guys, is get a piece of paper and write, who do you have to become to hit from where you are now to the target? You do it across the board, do it across body, do it across your finances, do it in your business, do it in your mindset, do it in your relationships. Who do you have to become? What are the habits, the mindsets, the skill sets you're going to have to pick up? That's the first thing. Once you've got your 1 year and you're clear on that, the first thing to start breaking down that 1 year into these quarters is the mindset, skill sets, habits, daily rituals that you're going to have to do. That what would that person do on a daily basis to hit that target? All right, and then for say a running example, it's going to be, 3 days a week you're going to be running, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, depending on where you're at, you're going to be doing strength and conditioning based stuff with us at Royal. You're going to be doing some sort of yoga or mobility work every day for about 10 minutes in the morning. You're gonna be watching your nutrition because you don't wanna be carrying around an extra 10 kilos. It's just hard. I've tried it. I did it yesterday. I ran a 13K yesterday just because I wanted to see if I could still run. And my knees were the only thing that were giving out. My fitness was fine, but my knees felt like there was knives in them. And it's just because of the extra weight. So you wanna start looking, all right, cool. These are the things I'm gonna be needing to do. This is who I'm gonna have to become. Now, from where you're at currently, we set a target for the first quarter. All right, for the first 90 days. So from January 1 to say March 30, that's going to be the bracket. Now, the idea of this whole first quarter is about building a foundation. All right, I don't give a shit if you hit your year target in 3 months. If you do, you haven't set it big enough. But if you're overwhelmed, which I'm shit scared of these 1 year targets, these impossible targets that I've set for myself, if you're overwhelmed, that's good. But just understand that you're going to have four quarters to get there. And who you are, you can't plan out all of that right now, because who you're going to be in quarter four, like, you know, pretty much grasping at that target. If you do this strategically and smart, the way I'm showing you right now, if you do it strategically and smart, by the time you're at quarter four, like, hitting that impossible target's going to be achievable. You're going to be very, very close to that, because in quarter one, you're going to set foundations. You're going to build up habits, rituals from where you're at right now. And for that, for you guys, if you, like, I go back to that running example, it might be like, all right, cool. I'm just going to run 3 days a week. I'm going to hire a mentor. So if you guys are just talking to us at Royal Fitness, talk to your coaches, or if you're not a part of Royal Fitness, it'd be like, join Royal Fitness and we're going to talk to the coach and ask him, hey, look, what should my week look like? That's step number one, right? And be like, all right, cool. I need to start listening to this guy. I'm going to listen to Matt. I'm going to do 3 days a week of running. I'm going to do 3 days a week of strength conditioning, and I'm going to start with this, and I'm going to follow what he says and just progress. All right, within that, I'm going to be doing mobility. That's that. So these are the habits I'm going to get. I'm not even going to worry about food just yet. I'm not going to worry about time splits. I'm not going to worry about getting a Garmin watch or anything like that. I'm just going to start here. Okay, and that, building those habits, within 3 months, you're going to be fitter. You're going to be more prepared to start increasing your runs from now. You're at one. In 3 months, you might be at 10Ks. So your target might be 10Ks as the measurable outcome, but these are going to be the habits that you hit to get that 10Ks. Okay, so that's a way to break that down. Within the finances, it might be a game where you're like, all right, cool, these are the things. I need to set up my savings this way. I need to set up my marketing this way. I need to do this. I need to pay off this credit card. And these are the things I'm going to be doing. I'm going to build a foundation in that first quarter. Okay, and they're going to be leading you towards that end outcome. For your mindset, it might be something like, for mine, straight up, guys, mine's learning Spanish. I want to be doing, not fluent Spanish, I want to be doing 5 minutes a day of Spanish each day. And I'm going to do 90 days of Wim Hof breathing. Why? Because in Machu Picchu, there's altitude. I'm shit scared that the altitude's going to fuck me up. So I want to have some breathing techniques through the Wim Hof method to help me with that. And I want to be able to speak some Spanish to get me along the way to the people in Peru that speak Spanish. Okay, so that's why that's there. You know, the relationship side of things, there's going to be date nights involved. There's going to be weekly hikes involved with Tal because we're going to be training for this Machu Picchu thing. So I want to be doing experiences with her to see different things, to hike different things. That's going to be the foundation for me in that first 3 months, right? And then as we get to the end of that 90 days, that's where we start to worry about quarter two. We do all this shit again. We reassess where we're at. We do an inventory. This is where I'm at. This is where I need to go. And I start to build new targets, new quarterly targets out from there. Now, guys, I'm just going to take a bit of a breath. There's been a lot that I've gone through today on this podcast. It's deep, deep goal setting based things. Now, I've given you guys the framework to do it. You've got a bit of work to do. You've got a few targets to set. You've got a few things that you need to start working towards, some things to get clear on. This isn't an easy process. Like I keep saying, this took me like 11 to 12 days and I already sort of been thinking about it for a while of where I want to be going, right? So to get absolutely clear, it's going to take time. Spend time doing it. It's worth it, guys. What I can promise you, if you spend that 10, 12 days, if it takes that long, it might not take you that long. It might only take you 3-4 days. But if you spend however many hours working it out, call it 5 hours. If you spend 5 hours getting super laser clear on where you want to be, where you're at right now, where you're going to be in 3 years, where you want to be in 1 year, what you have to be doing for the next 90 days to get to that 3 year target and start shifting from where you're at to where you want to be. If you do that, it's going to speed up your progress so much. And it's actually going to allow you to have the tools and the foundation to progress. Like if you don't do it, you're just going to be guessing and you might find that in a year's time, you've only shifted forward a little bit as opposed to shifting forward a lot, which is, I'm sure it is what you want to be doing. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. Anyway, guys, that's all I've got for you guys today. I really hope that helps out. If it does, please share it. This has taken me a lot of time to piece together, to shoot for you guys. And if you can share this with some people to get it spread and share it with your friends who need to set some targets moving forward, that would be incredible. Now, if you are interested in any of my services that I'm going to be doing for my people, you're more than welcome to hit me up, shoot me a message. We've got spots opening up at Royal Fitness. We've got spots opening up in my personal trainers crew that I'm going to be starting in the next few weeks. So that's happening, guys. If you are interested in any of these services, please just message me and I'll work it out with you guys and we'll see what we can do. But guys, beyond that, Happy New Year. I hope you had a great Christmas. I hope 2018 was a good one for you guys. And I hope 2019, with all these strategies, with all these plans of attack, are absolute killers and you can start to really progress forward. So guys, don't be afraid to message me. Don't be afraid to reach out. Apart from that, I'll talk to you all shortly. I'm going to go have a few beers and get my house ready for a New Year's Eve party. We've got a few people coming around, so should be a bit of fun. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.